כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
So last week we skipped the shiur in English, and many people asked me why, and they were very disappointed. So let me share with you, maybe it was a mistake, but let me share with you. For many weeks, the parasha that we read every week in America and Chutz La'aretz is different than what we read in Eretz Yisrael. So some people turned to me recently and asked me, most of the people listening to the English shiur don't live in Israel, don't live in Eretz Yisrael, but rather in Chutz La'aretz, and they would like to hear something on their parasha. So this week, until Matas Masai, until we're all together on the same page, the shiur in English will be on the parasha that we read in Golus, not in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore there will be two different shiurim, the one in Lashon Kodesh and the one in English. So last week we read Bahaloischo in Eretz Yisrael, and this week we read Bahaloischo elsewhere. Bahaloischo es aneirois, el mul pneim aneiro ye'iru shivas aneiros. I don't want to give a shiur on Ner Chanukah, because it's not Chanukah right now, and we could discuss that lukas aneir be'beis hamikdash, but I always prefer talking about something that is relevant halacha lemaisa, so we will talk about Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos mitzvah, not only mitzvah but choivo. It is one of the most beloved mitzvahs. It's not a mitzvah chamura. So let me share with you a sentiment. I am very deeply involved with the Kiruv movement, and I spent a lot of time with organizations and individuals that are involved in Kiruv. L'karev levi sol elavinu shemeshamayim. And many times when people ask me, when we start teaching Hilchos Shabbos, what is the most important thing? And my response might seem very strange to some. And I say, especially with women and with girls, Ner Shabbos. But Malachos Shabbos is Koreis and Mises Beisdin. Isn't it more important that we teach people how to avoid and prevent doing a Malacha and Shabbos? Save them from Koreis, Misa B'dei Shemayim, Mises Beisdin. Ner Shabbos is only Misa D'Rabbanan. It's not such a big inyan. That is true. But in Kiruv, we always need to try to figure out the end game. What is the result? And especially to women and to girls, Ner Shabbos has so much sentimental importance, so much emotion. There is something in a Ner that touches a Yiddish and a Neshama. And it should be no wonder. No wonder. In Moed Koton Dav Chofei, when the Gemara says, Woymed alameis v'shas yitzias neshama chayev l'kroya, when you see a person passing away, returning his neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like seeing a Sefer Torah being burnt. Rashi writes, Shnei dvorim nimshelu l'ner, Torah, ner mitzvah v'torah or, nishmasa odam shenemar, ner Hashem nishmasa odam. So a Jewish neshama has something to do with a ner, and Ner Shabbos carries so much emotion for Bnei Yisrael, for Neshei Yisrael. So, I just want to stress the significance, the importance of Ner Shabbos in every Jewish home. When a woman stands, covers her eyes, davens for her children. This past Sunday was my late wife's yahrzeit, fourth yahrzeit. And it was a very private yahrzeit. You know, the first yahrzeit, we made a big public kenes with Divrei Musar, with Divrei Chizuk. But this is the fourth yahrzeit. It was very private, but I got together with my family and I told my children about my wife's last hadlokas Ner Shabbos, Friday afternoon. She passed away Sunday morning. She was very, very ill on that day of Shabbos. And she was worried that she won't be able to wait out Hadlokas Ner Shabbos. So, you know, she was on the edge asking me, when could I light, when could I light, when is the plug? Because she was very concerned that she might miss on Lucas and Shabbos. So we made an early Kabbalah Shabbos, and she covered her eyes, and she cried, and her body was shaking. And, you know, I had to be the strong one, so I went to the other corner of the room, like Yitzchak Lenoich Achishtoy, and I cried as much as she did. And that was the very last time she was Madlik Ner Shabbos. And like every Ishuk Sheir B'Yisoil, covered her eyes, davened for her children. And I told my children and grandchildren when we got together this Sunday that I believe that those tefillahs will be with them till the end of our days and their days. So Ner Shabbos has so much importance and significance. So today we will be discussing the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. Chof Ches Omed Beis and Masechet Shabbos. The Mishnah says, Ein Madlikim Be'itran. And the Gemara says, why? Shemo Yetze, because Itran has a very bad smell. So it'll disturb him, and it'll leave the Suda, and it'll go into another room. And Abai says, Yetze, if he wants to leave, let him leave. So what's the big deal? Rava says, Ner Shabbos Choyva. We don't want him to leave. We want him to be there with the Ner Shabbos, because Ner Shabbos Choyva. Chloikis Rashi and Toises. Rashi says, Ner Shabbos Choyva Mishum Kvoid Shabbos. Toises says, Oineg Shabbos. Both these mitzvahs are in Novi Yishayo. V'korosa l'Shabbos Oineg u'l'kidosh Hashem Mechubad. This very same pasuk we learn Oinik Shabbos and Kvoid Shabbos. So according to Rashi, Ner Shabbos is Mishum Kvoid Shabbos. According to Tosfos, Oinik Shabbos. Both explain Rava. Abaye says, if he doesn't like the smell, let him leave the room. Rava says no. And my interpretation of the Gemara is, Ner Shabbos is a chiyuv by Suda Shabbos, where you eat. That is Kvoid Shabbos, that is Oinik Shabbos. It is Oinik Shabbos to enjoy your meal and see what you're eating and see the people that are eating together with you, not sitting in the dark. So you could be Mekayim the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos of Lecha Mishnah, but that's not Oinik Shabbos. According to Rashi, it's not Kvoid Shabbos. It's not a cover to eat in the dark. According to both Rashi and Tosfos, the Kpeida is to have an Ner Shabbos B'mkoyim ha-se'udo. And that is something which Abaye did not understand. According to Rabaye, Abaye must agree there's a mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. Nobody says there is no mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. But Abaye says, doesn't need to be m'mukam suda. If he doesn't like it, he'll leave. He was there before. He'll come back after. If he feels uncomfortable eating where there's a bad smell, let him leave. Rava says no. Mitzvah Ner Shabbos needs to be b'makoyim achilas hasuda. So that is one source of mitzvah Ner Shabbos. Chof Ches Omed Beis. But there's a Gemara before that. Chof Gimel Omed Beis. The Gemara asks Ner Beis of Ner Chanukah, which comes first. For a person always has enough oil for one candle. And it's Shabbos Chanukah. So which of the two mitzvahs has precedence? They can't come together. Because Ner Shabbos is all about mitzvah l'shtamish l'oiroi. Ner Chanukah also l'shtamish l'oiroi. So you can't have the same candle to serve as Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos. Ner Chanukah needs to be al Pesach Beisim v'chutz. Ner Shabbos needs to be indoors. So which comes first? The Gemara says Ner Beisai Koidim. Mishim Shloim Bayis. So all the poskim understand Ner Shabbos is Mishum Shlom Bayis. That is the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. So Bepashtus, two different mitzvahs, two different aspects, two different objectives we want to achieve. Shloim Bayis, that's the Gemara Chof Gimel Amed Beis. Oinik Shabbos or Kvod Shabbos, that is the Gemara Chof Ches Amed Beis. It would be somewhat of a chiddush to say there are two different concepts regarding Ner Shabbos. And therefore, at the beginning of this year, I want to share with you my Mahalach. And I know it's a big chiddush, but I'm thoroughly convinced it's Torah's emes. So the Rambam brings the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos twice. Perekei Alocha Aleph. And once again, Perek Lamed Halocha Aleph. And the Rambam writes in Perek Lamed Ner Shabbos is about Kvoid Shabbos. Perek Hei, quoting the Posek in Yishayon, Oinig Shabbos. So the Rambam brings both. Mechlekes Rashi Toises Chof Chesu Medbeis. However, the Rambam, in the entirety of Hilchos Shabbos, 30 Prokim, the Rambam does not mention the Halacha of Shalom Bayis. And why is that? Why is that? Ner Shabbos becomes before Ner Chanukah Mishum Shalom Bayis. Where does the Rambam bring this Halacha Shalom Bayis? Dafken Hilchos Chanukah. The very last Halacha in Hilchos Chanukah. Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Dalet. So my conclusion would be, Shalom Bayis has nothing to do with Ner Shabbos. And therefore it's not brought in Hilchos Shabbos. Ner Shabbos is not about Shalom Bayis. It's about Oinig Shabbos and Kvoid Shabbos. But the Gemara says, Ner Shabbos comes before Chanukah Mishum Shalom Bayis. And the Rambam in the very last Halacha in Hilchos Chanukah writes, Ner Beisoy comes before Ner Chanukah. Mishum Shalom Bayis. Sometimes I apologize and I do it right now again. I need to turn around taking a Rambam out of the Svarim Shav. So, in my opinion, Ner Shabbos, according to the Rambam, Oinig Shabbos, Kavoid Shabbos, nothing to do with Shalom Bayis. Actually, the Gemara Shabbos Chov Gimel, the Gemara asks, Ner Beisoy ve Ner Chanukah Eze Koidim. The Loshna of the Gemara is not Ner Shabbos ve Ner Chanukah. Ner Beisoy ve Ner Chanukah. So the Rambam understands from this Gemara, it's either Ner Chanukah or Ner Beisoy. Ner Beisoy, by coincidence, by chance, is Ner Shabbos. Because that is the Ner that he lights in his house. He shouldn't eat in the dark. The reasoning of the mitzvah is Oinig Shabbos and Kvoid Shabbos, but factually, it's Ner Beisoy. And Ner Beisoy comes before Ner Chanukah Mishum Shalom Bayis. When people are in the dark, they're gonna bump in one to another. One might cause the other to fall, even if they won't bump into one another. But this guy is gonna hit the cabinet, that guy is gonna hit the bed, this guy is gonna fall over a chair, so they'll be angry and agitated and nervous. That is not a good formula for Shalom Bayis. And that's the importance of Ner Beisoy. Actually, the Halachas Ketanas, Chelik Beisim Akuf Peyala, Halachas Tanas was the Mari Chagis, Reb Yankov Chagis, the Rebbe of the Pri Chodesh. And he asks, is the question Ner Shabbos Ner Chanukah Eze Koidim only relevant Leil Shabbos? Or the 8 days of Chanukah? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Mitzvah Shabbos, if he has only one candle. What comes first? Having light in the home? People shouldn't be nervous and angry and shouldn't fight around. Or Ner Chanukah? So the Halachas Ketanas says, only Ner Shabbos comes before Ner Chanukah. It is Shalom Bayis combined with the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. The Gemara says Ner Beisoy. The Gemara doesn't refer to Ner Shabbos. And the Gemara says, why is Ner Beisoy koidim? Shalom Bayis. Mashma Shalom Bayis is reason enough, not combined with mitzvahs Ner Shabbos. But I do understand where the Halachas Ketanas is coming from. The Rambam clearly deals with Shabbos, not in the middle of the week. However, in Ritvos Mefurash, even in the middle of the week, Ner Beisoy comes before Ner Chanukah. So I want to say Chiddush al Gabe Chiddush. And listen carefully. Ner Shabbos has nothing to do with Shalom Bayis. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants people to love each other and be friendly to each other and have Shalom Bayis not only Shabbos, but the entire week. And Shalom Bayis is an important inyan, an important mitzvah every day and every night and every moment in which a family lives together. It has nothing to do with Shabbos. But in the middle of the week, Rishus never overrides mitzvah, as important as the Rishus may be. It never overrides or pushes aside a mitzvah. And therefore, if you don't have enough oil or wicks or matches to light Ner Beisoy and Ner Chanukah, you need to light Ner Chanukah. What's going to be with Shalom Bayis? You're going to need to make an effort to be nice to each other, even if it is dark. If you need, take a pill. Buy flowers for your wife. Buy chocolate for your kids. Let them all be happy, even though you don't have enough light. Because Ner Beisoy throughout the week is not a mitzvah. And a mitzvah also always overrides Rishus. What is not a mitzvah? Ner Shabbos is a mitzvah. So which has the upper hand? Ner Chanukah or Ner Shabbos? Both are Derabbanan. Ner Chanukah is Pesum and Nisa. Ner Shabbos has precedence. Why is that? Shalom Bayis. So on one hand, Ner Shabbos is a mitzvah. And if it's a mitzvah, it is a legitimate question. Which of the two mitzvahs comes first? And this is the second huge chiddush I'm explaining to you. A mitzvah might have precedence over another for a reason that is not associated with the essence of the mitzvah. As a mitzvah, Chanukah should come before Shabbos, because Chanukah is persumenis. However, Ner Shabbos, coincidentally, is also Ner Beisoy. It also enhances Shalom Bayis. And therefore it comes before Ner Chanukah. So it might seem strange to you, if Ner Shabbos is not about Shalom Bayis, why would Shalom Bayis be relevant and give precedence and preference to Ner Shabbos over Ner Chanukah? Shalom Bayis has nothing to do with Ner Shabbos. And in my opinion, it has nothing to do with Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos is Kvod Shabbos and Oinik Shabbos, and that's why the Rambam doesn't even bring the concept of Shalom Bayis and Hilchos Shabbos. So I want to bring a Raya Meforeshes from a Gemara in a totally different area, Chulin Kuf Mem Aleph. What do we have there? The Gemara Dajans, Shalech Tishalech Esuem, the mitzvah of Shiluach again. What's the Kefel Aloshan? Why does this word appear twice, Shalech Tishalech? Afilu Tzipor Mitzayro. So, you have one bird, but you have a mitzvah to send that bird away. Shalech Tishalech Esuem. But a Metzoyre needs that bird, L'taharas HaMetzoyre, and he's Shnei Tziporim. So which mitzvah overrides the other? Taharas HaMetzoyre or Shiluach HaKen? The Gemara says, Shalach Teshalach, to teach us Shiluach HaKen overrides Taharas HaMetzoyre. And the Gemara asks, that would be a mitzvah de Pshita, because Taharas HaMetzoyre is only a mitzvah to say. Shiluach HaKen is a asei velo ta'ase. Ein asei doichaloi sese ve'ese. So it's a pashtus. Why do we need a posek that Shiluach HaKen comes before Taharas HaMetzoyre? The Gemara answers. We want to have a have a minute that Taharas HaMetzoyre comes before because prior vio. And Metzoyre is mechutz lamach and he can't be with his wife. And therefore prior vio. And Shalom Bayis would override the mitzvah of Shalach Teshalach Esuem. Komash Melan Shalach Teshalach overrides Taharas HaMetzoyre. So Taharas HaMetzoyre is not because of Priyarvi, it's not of Shalom Bayis, it's a din and tumah v'tahara. But the side effect is pre-Urvia, Shalom Bayis, and therefore there would be a Havimina, Talas HaMetzayah comes before Shalach Teshalach HaZoyim, Shiluach HaKen. So this Gemara proves, when the result of a mitzvah is a very important ethical value, even though it's not the essence of the mitzvah, Talas HaMetzayah is a Din and Tumat Tahara. But factually, practically, this is the result that would give weight and significance to the mitzvah of Taharas HaMetzayah. And I say the same regarding Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos is not associated with Sholem Bayis. Ner Beisoy is Mishum Sholem Bayis. And that is the candle, the light you have at home, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, every other day. But in Shabbos, it happens to be Ner Shabbos. The very same Ner that we have a mitzvah lighting Mishum Kvod Shabbos V'Yonik Shabbos. But the result is Shalom Bayis, and therefore, it overrides Ner Chanukah. But in the middle of the week, it's not a mitzvah. A reshus could never override a mitzvah. So no, I know what I said now is a gewaldig chiddush. But I do think it's Torah's emes. Chidush al gav chidush. One is contrary to the havon of all other achroinim and poiskim and maybe early poiskim. Ner Shabbos is not mishum shalom bayis. Now, I know that many poiskim say differently. I am mefarish the Rambam. I never impose my opinions on others. I don't say kabudati. What I say, I learn from the Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't bring Sholem Bayis and the entirety of Hilchos Shabbos. He does write Oinik Shabbos and Kvod Shabbos, not Sholem Bayis. How does the Rambam interpret Sholem Bayis? So why is the Rambam mashmit? Why does he leave out Sholem Bayis? Many achronim deal with this question and they come up with different ideas to set the Shabbos or Choshulchon. And I disagree with their conclusion. But the Orcha Shulchan, Reish Samach Gimel Sif Alef Beis, writes that the Rambam's interpretation of Sholem Bayis is Oinik Shabbos. It's Oinik Shabbos. That is Sholem Bayis. People should enjoy the meal, sit together. Totally unreasonable to me. Because Sholem Bayis and Oinik Shabbos are two different sugyas. One is Chof Ches, Choyva, and it's clear that Sholem Bayis, Oinik Shabbos, Kvod Shabbos is only B'mukim Se'uda, and the Rambam makes this very clear. What does it have to do with Sholem Bayis, all the other parts of your home? But even far more than that, we need to learn the last halacha in Hilchos Chanukah to understand the Rambam's interpretation. What is Sholem Bayis? Let me read it to you. Ho'erafon of Ner Beisoy v'Ner Chanukah. Or ne'er beisoy v'kiddushi yom ne'er beisoy koidim mishum shalom beisoy sharei Hashem nimchak lase sholem benish leishtoy godel sholem shekol ha'toyre nitna lase sholem b'yoylim shenem adrochei odaka noyem b'chol ha'tzivasei sholem. So the Rambam's interpretation of shalom bayis is the general concept of peace in the world, peace bein odom l'chaveiroi benish leishtoy ben av lebonov. Doesn't have to do with Oinik Shabbos. It is the general ethical gewaldige principle in morals and ethics of Sholem B'Yoylam. That's not Oinik Shabbos. And therefore I totally disagree with the Orcha Shulchan. And my interpretation would be, as I said, Sholem Bayis is a side result, it's a side effect of Ner Shabbos. But because of Sholem Bayis, Ner Shabbos overrides Ner Chanukah, and we find a similar phenomena regarding Taharas HaMetzorah. There would be a Havamin, it overrides Asei Valois Asei Shol Sheluach HaKad. Is the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos Men HaTorah Midrabonam? The Rambam clearly says, Perekei Aloch Alfidus Midrabonam. Mishum Oinik Shabbos, Mishum Kvod Shabbos, Medivrei Kabbalah. The Arayim, Rabbi Lozem Memetz, one of the Balei Toises, Tzadik Tes and Kuf, brings the two mitzvahs, Oynik Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos. And he says, Ne'er Shabbos is min ha-Torah, lo chol ha-Moshe Me-Sinai, v'osi Yishayo v'asmechei akro. That's a big chiddush. He says, asmechei akro. The pasuk is in a smach, but actually it's lo chol ha-Moshe Me-Sinai. The Chasam Sofer wants to impose this assumption on Das Rambam as well. And he says the Rambam calls Divrei Soifrim what is not Mefurish B'Torah, as we know from other sources, and Dvorim Chidush. Two more points I just want to touch. We find in Chazal that Ner Shabbos is a mitzvah that belongs to the women. Three mitzvahs. First is Chala, Nida, Ner Shabbos. The Rambam, Perekei Halacha Gimel, writes that the reason the woman puts on the light or lights the candles, same challah, is because mitzuyah babayis. She's the one that's in the kitchen. She's the one that know where the oil is and where the matches are. Husband is not supposed to, not even supposed to know. So according to the Rambam, it's just a practicality that the woman is mafresh challah and she is madlekas ner Shabbos. But according to Midrash Chazal, no, it's more in pnimius. These mitzvahs, as if belong to the Eishes Chayil, Akeres Abayis. Pesach Advir, one of the Choshev Sesvom Shulchan Aruch, Chaim Reish Samach Gilel, quotes Rabbi Yankev Emdin. It's an amazing halacha. That if a husband decided 1 week, I want to be madlik on Shabbos, and 5 minutes before his wife is ready, he's madlik on Shabbos. She wants to put on the candles. She sees somebody did it before me. That's the husband. He needs to pay his wife asora zehuvim kedin choytev mitzvah. Choytev mitzvah mechaveroi tzorech l'shalam asora zehuvim. The source of this halacha is in Masechet Chulin regarding kisui hadam. Hashoichet, he has the mitzvah of kisui hadam. Somebody else did it, he needs to pay him asora zehuvim. A husband is madlik on Shabbos, he needs to pay his wife asora zehuvim. That's an amazing chiddush. According to the Rambam, no, it doesn't make sense. Just the technicality that the woman lights Ner Shabbos, but the husband has the same mitzvah as his wife. He is Yaitzu with her, she could be Yaitzu with him. But in Panimius, in Agadita, the mitzvah belongs to the women. And as I mentioned before, when we see B'nois Yisur like Shedis, covering their eyes, davening to a Kodesh Baruch Hu with so much emotion and so much fervor, we could appreciate why the women got this mitzvah, not the men, when they daven for their kindalach. Kodesh Baruch Hu should guide them and help them and steer them to a life of Avos Torah and Yerushalayim and Simcha and Nachas. Just a brief comment. I won't go into this because I wrote this in my tshuva. Some people question Bizman Azeh. There's electricity. Is there still a mitzvah of Ner Shabbos? And I think there definitely is still a mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. Electricity isn't relevant. There is no shir to Tosefes Torah. And therefore, I think you do not need to put off the lights when you light and then put them back on. Hanach lebnei Yisraelim lo neviim em bnei neviim em. Until recent years, we never heard of such a minig. Avoseinu, imahoseinu. Lit ner Chanukah with a brocha, even though electricity, the lights were on. Vekach la'ui la'asos. So I mentioned, ner Chanukah might not be the mitzvah chamura b'yoisal pi halacha, but it touches your heart more than many other mitzvahs that are far more important. A Yiddish neshama nimshal lener. This week's parsha by Loischos Aneirois, Lomo Nismacho Parshas Anasiyim LeParshas Aneirois, Rashi brings. Aaron HaKoyen saw the sacrifices that all the Anasiyim brought, the Karbonis, the Zvochem, the Menachas, Vachol Shudatei, Shelo Yoyimoyim. And Aaron was dismayed and disturbed and saddened that he didn't have the schus to bring karbonos like all the Nasiim. Neither did his Shevet. Shevet Levi wasn't part of this. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, you have no reason to be saddened. Shalcho godol mishaluhem, sha'ato meita v'madlek azaneiros. So why is his avoided greater and more important than theirs? One could argue, their avoided was one time. Okay. A moment of glory. But your mitzvah is ongoing each and every day as long as the Bismikdash will stand. Hundreds and hundreds of years, Shevet Levi, Kohen Gadol, is madlik de menoira b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. But that doesn't seem Rashi's point. Shelcho godel mishalem sha'ato meitav v'madlik esaneiris. What seems to be clear from this Rashi, adlik esaneiris is more significant, more important, more central than the korbonis. Why is that? Shloishu klei migdosh. The entirety of Avodas Hamigdosh centers around three basic kelim. Three kelim in the Heichal. Menorah, Mizbeach, Shulchan. There's another Mizbeach in the Azorah, Mizbeach HaChitzoy. But in essence, these three kelim are the entirety of Avodas Beis Hamigdosh. Every day Tamidenu Musafen, not every day Musaf, but Tomet Shel Shachar, Tomet Shel Bein Havayim. Every day Adlokas Vadlokas Amenoira. Every day Ktoiras. And every Shabbos Lechem upon him on the Shulchan. All the other Kelim were supplementary. And these three Avoides are connected: Toira, Avoida, and Chesed. Menoira is Toira. Ner Mitzvah V'Toira Or. Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. All are associated with Torah and the Menorah and Beis Hamikdash. Rashi, Chav Gimel Amid Beis Hamasechet Shabbos, Harugel Bener Haven Binin Talmid HaChachomim. Rashi writes, Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. Two different mitzvahs. Ner Shabbos, Oynik Shabbos, Kvoid Shabbos, Sholem Bayis, Ner Chanukah Pesum Enisa. But Ner is a Ner. And Ner is always associated with Torah and with mitzvah skiner mitzvah v'Torah. The mizbeach is avoido. Rabbeinu Yoni writes, "Shloisha dvorim oilam oim ed avoida means avoidus beis hamikdash liachar chorban beis hamikdash. It means tefillah. Mizbeach hachitzon, three tefillahs are connected karbonos. Mizbeach hapanimi." Toiras, tikkun tefillos, ik toiras lefonecho masas kapem min chosorim. Shulchan indicates Chesed, Gemoran Zvochemanen, Chagiga Chav Zayin, Shelchon Shalod and Machapik, Mizbeach, Rashi and Toises both explain, Chnosa Sarcha. Al Shloisha Dvora Moela Moimed, Ara Toira, Ara Vodeg Mirisronim. However, the Zohar HaKadosh writes in the introduction to Bereshis and in many other sources, three pillars. The central pillar is Toira. Miyaminim and Smol, from right and left, the two supporting pillars are Avoida and Chesed. And that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Aaron, don't be saddened, don't be dismayed. Shelcho godol mishalehem sha'ato meitu memadlek esaneiros. Because of all the mitzvahs, every morning we say the Talmud Torah keneged kulam, first Mishnah and Peah. And we all remember Kedushin Daf Mem, Talmud Godel Shel Talmud Mei V'Ledei Maisa. So the central pillar is Torah. And many times I explained, and I wrote this in Minchas Osha Sichas Al HaTorah. I think it's in Sichas Al Moedim as well. In the Heichel and in the Azorah, there are three Kelim, Menorah, Mizbeach, Shulchan. They're all three important. Same level. You can forego none of the three. And a good Jew needs to be perfect and try to achieve perfection in Torah, in Avoida, and in Gemilas Chosodim. But in Pnimius, in Kodesh HaKodeshim, where no human being could place a foot, only the Kohen Gadol once a year in Yom HaKippurim. What's in there? What's in Kodesh HaKodeshim? only one thing. Aroinu Eidus, Luchas Abris al Sefer Torah. And where is the Oroin put? Al Even Hashasio, that is the bedrock of the world. Even Hashasio Shememenu Hushtat HaOlam. And that comes to teach us. Lefnai V'lefnim, in the world of concealment, of secrecy, Be'itkasya V'lo Be'itgalya, Torah reigns supreme. Only Torah. In regard to the practical avoida, Torah avoida gemilas chesodim, they are equally important. However, in Pinimius, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Aaron, Aaron, you don't have the right to be disturbed and saddened. They all brought karbonis. Wonderful. Great. What a privilege. Shelcha godol mishalayim. Shout to Meitav and Madlak Esaneis. And what this just comes to teach us, the centrality and importance of learning Torah, of kvias itim le Torah. So my bracha to all of you. We should be kveya itim le Torah. We should be dovek in Torah. We should appreciate Torah. We should cherish and love Torah. I love to learn Torah, because it is the greatest of all the mitzvahs. Have a beautiful Shabbos and Kol Tov.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111